Hello, respected viewers. Here I am, George from Ireland, in Chester, Cheshire, England, United Kingdom, all the rest of it. So this is a small city in northwest England, and I'm on the city walls, medieval city walls, which are built atop the ancient Roman walls. Here is Bluecoat Hospital. Despite the word hospital, it's actually a school, because, you know, in the Middle Ages, when it was founded, hospital was any charitable institution, could be an old people's home. Other schools were at hospital, like King's Hospital in Dublin, Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Christ Hospital, and so forth. Anyway, you can see Wales over that way. The River Dee, you can't see, it's in some dead ground. Harden, as in the hardened kite. Gladstone's Welsh house is there. He married a Welsh woman. What else? Lots of white roofs of various barns and warehouses and so on. So quite a well-preserved medieval city in some places. A lot of it's Georgian. Then there's this Tudor Bethan, these 1890s and onwards attempts to rebuild things in a 16th century style. So one of the main shopping streets, so built by the ancient Romans as Dewa, as in D-E-V-A, and survived a major Viking siege in the 9th century, but that badly damaged the medieval walls, the Roman walls, and then the medieval walls were built atop them. And here's an 18th century canal. So before railways came, it was a major way to transport goods. Quite slow, of course, because you had to stop at every lock and so on as the water level was adjusted. So intact walls, you can walk around quite high up. Not recommended if you suffer from vertigo. Anyway, so quite a small population. Notable MP was Giles Brandreth, elected in 92, but he lost his seat in 97. Giles Brandreth, a Conservative, the only Giles I've ever heard of to spell the name G-Y-L-E-S. He went to, where is it, that school in near Petersfield in Hampshire, Beedales, and then Oxford, I don't remember which college, and was present the Oxford Union. Very ebullient type, a man of an exceptionally sunny disposition. I remember where Christopher Hitchens, who knew him at Varsity, said he was going to be our generation's Ken Tynan. I don't quite agree with that, because Ken Tynan was scabrous and foul-mouthed, liked to wound, lacerate, and so forth. A contrarian, where he was hail fellow, well-met, Giles Brandreth, unfailingly debonair, and was a world champion of Monopoly. I went to a talk by him once in which he said, when he was playing this game to be world champion of Monopoly, he went into the loo and there was offered several hundreds of whatever Monopoly dollars, not to do something immoral, but just to help him win. But he refused to cheat. Okay, so quite a lot of ale houses, and see the picnic tables here. So we're quite close to Liverpool. So anyway, and indeed the Wirral, that peninsula jutting out into the Irish Sea. We're around the corner from those beach resorts in North Wales, like Rhyl and Caernarfon, you know, with this lovely castle. So some modern blocks of flats. There's a lot of green space. It's manageable. There are no skyscrapers here. And got good rail links to London and Wales. What else is about Chester? It's a fairly flat city, but there's some hills not too far away, and open countryside. So people of Chester are Cestarians, saying it's derived from castrum, as in camp. What else about Chester? Yeah, there are lots of amusements to do not so far away. There's a Shakespeare Playhouse north. There's not that far away from Aintree, the race course, and Chester's indeed got its own horse race course. People often speaking with a Scouse accent because it's so close to Liverpool. And here we are on a spring day, and the daffodils are out. I'm not sure you can see them, the magnolias. Also blooming, so yeah, everything's flourishing. Even though we're quite close to the sea, and if you go to the coast, you'll see some of those wind turbines off there. Now the cathedral, behold yonder, the cathedral. Praise the holiness in the height. This thing everybody living in, like equivalent of a garden shed in the Middle Ages, would have been astonishingly impressive. Think of the grandeur of that compared to the hovel that the denizens of cathedral, of this cathedral city would have inhabited. So it was a Labour seat again. I think it's Conservative again, Chester, because you have to have 75,000 voters of a constituency. Not bang on, but that's meant to be the approximate figure. Anything else you would want to know about Chester? Well, recommended to visit, but I think one day would be ample. So it's got a pedestrian shopping zone, obviously, you know, out-of-town shopping centres. And it's got a very handsome 19th century town hall. It's something which is a bit redolent of Manchester City Hall and museums and art galleries to visit, and a vibrant nightlife. But you know, everywhere claims that. Has it got a Wetherspoons? I mean, what more could you ask for? Look at this medieval tower here. Not medieval, sorry, 17th century. See above the door, what does it say? 1615. And then a similar tower. This reddish, pinkish brick. But I'm pretty sure this door doesn't open. No, it's locked. I have to ask for the key. Anyway, look at this screen here. Okay, so anyway, this is called King Charles Tower. So this was where they kept watch. And it's one of the best ones of the city, city wall. Anyway, there used to be a town tower here in the Middle Ages, and people had to pay a special impost in order to maintain the tower. Because this area was on the royalist side in the English Civil War, because it's Western England and Northern England was royalist, broadly speaking, whereas Northern England, Eastern England was parliamentarian. Wales mostly royalist, Scotland mostly parliamentarian, because they are, what's the word? Well, they're Covenanters, really. And in Ireland, we're mostly royalists, or particularly outside of Ulster. And I can see a little canal boat. You can live on them. But, you know, for someone my height wouldn't be able to stand up properly and ply the inland waterways, even go over the open sea, though that's not entirely advisable. But moorage is a problem. We have to find moorage all the time. Some places you're only allowed to stay a fortnight. Pay for that. Pump out your effluent and, indeed, pump in your diesel, and the thieves will come along and steal it from you. We're going to Edinburgh Festival show about it. And there's a little blue one called Egret, but you can't see it from this angle because people probably don't want to be in my home video, so I shall wait till they go past and then I'll angle my camera accordingly. Ooh, somebody's got border collies that are trotting along the towpath. Do you see down there? Can you see Egret, the boat? I hope I'm not changing angle too much because, as I say, watching these videos later on, I realise people want to be able to actually decide what they're looking at. Okay, so establish it. Don't move too fast. They're so very fine, some of these buildings, don't you agree? But some of the little housing estates are decidedly Brookside, if you ever watched that, you know, Merseyside series. Anyway, it's very manageable, very livable, Chester. Not terribly large. And you can get away from John Lennon Airport in Liverpool easy enough. So some Liverpudlians who want a quieter life come here for perhaps a taste of bucolicism. Somewhat provincial, not very ethnically diverse, what can I say? Alright, so anyway, thank you so much for watching my video. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate with, on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. So dig deep, take out all the credit cards you can and give me your every last penny. Okay, goodbye everybody from Chester. Goodbye and do visit it. Alright. So, retracing my path, and you'll see walls. It's only a very small segment of the walls I've walked. Toodle pip.